Welcome back to Trash Rehash the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash. Oh shit, Leah, we didn't say which one we were going to do first.
Yeah,
Okay,
bad.
well, let's make a decision. We're back to rehash Southern hospitality.
Yes.
That's which one we're rehashing. Because I mean, we're also going to be rehashing Southern charm, but I'm excited to talk about both, but I'm really excited to talk about Southern hospitality because I don't know. I'm curious to know if you think he cheated. I'm struggling on his name right now.
Will,
Will.
I think he's kind of a little swarmy guy, so I can see it happening. I'm not even just the way, Joe Bradley wasn't couldn't even say, oh, 100% he didn't do it. So, yeah, I think he did it actually.
And with Mia coming with what I would say is proof. Mia doesn't seem like the type of girl to just be saying shit, like just
No.
to be mixing the drama up. I mean, she seems like she wants to give us good TV, but I don't get the sense that she's just, oh, I know the girl, and oh, and the girl's just gonna lie and say I saw them kiss or whatever, And can we talk about this whole, oh, they were in the bathroom again, like.
That alone, not cool. I mean, I'm very trusting of my significant other, like if we're not hanging out, well, we usually hang out every weekend just because we don't have friends. But when he goes home to hang with his friends or go out for the weekend, like there's never an inkling I think anything is going on. But if I found out he was in a bathroom alone with some girl for an extended period of time, for sure I would be pissed off and questioning things.
It's so weird. It's like you couldn't go in Joe Bradley's bedroom, or what's Joe Bradley's
The
roommate's
hallway,
name again? Because now we know this roommate,
Gaston,
Gaston.
which crossover, well, you'll hear about him again if you watch Southern Charm.
Yeah, and I think that's who Taylor's. Yes, that is who Taylor's dating now.
Which makes me think, is this dude thirsty to be on the show? I'm thinking yes.
Or is it just a coincidence? But I think when I first heard all this, I was like, oh, Joe Bradley's trying to get his roommate. They're really trying to get his roommate on the show. And then I was shocked when Taylor, that's who she's dating. I was like, oh. But I'm so shocked that we haven't seen him really on Southern Hospitality.
Yeah. He's a
Like,
mystery.
he's a mystery. I'm curious. It's working. I want to know who is this man? But no, Mia coming in with the receipts, the proof of like the text, and Emmy, not a fan of Emmy, and not because of this. It's not really because of this, but I get like this. I don't know what energy it is. I don't know if it's, I have no problem with someone wanting to just fuck around and be the housewife and, but it's just a little too much for me.
Yeah, I think she has this, plan set in stone in her mind that he's going to be a lawyer, we'll do long distance, I'll be, stay-at-home wife. So you know what? I'm not going to let this cheating rumor, I'm not even really going to delve into it because I want to stay with him. Part of me feels bad because when she watches this all back, he has been alluding to wanting to break up with her. So that's also, I'm like, girl, oof. This man
Is
is
that what
plotting.
you're getting from him? Like alluding to wanting to break up? Like
I thought so from when he like talked to like his
his dad.
dad, and he's like, well, I don't know if I want to like be tied down while I'm in law school. I want to explore. So I'd feel bad for her,
Yeah.
but a little bit. But sometimes if you're being willfully ignorant, I can't feel as bad, you know?
Yeah, like I obviously don't want nobody getting cheated on if that's what is happening, and
No.
don't want nobody having their partner watching them talk to their daddy on camera about how they might want to
Date
go to
around.
school single or whatever. But with him going to like the boys, like the friends, and constantly saying how he's really fearful of all this change that's going to happen, how he's going to have to like really get serious with law school, and how his friendships will change or could change, and his relationship could change, and like the fear of that. Like that seems more real to me, like for him, like, and that's like understandable. But what I think could be happening though is like that fear, instead of like going in the way of, so I'm going to make sure that I stay in contact with my friends, or like I work on my relationship, might be pushing her away and doing what he was like, how he was talking to his dad. I just not a fan of their relationship. Like they're just so like blah. And okay, so he broke his arm or wrist or whatever from the bo from boxing.
Yeah, and when he wanted to fight, which we found out now is one of Brock's friends,
Yeah, please share that.
what's his name again?
Oshin.
Oshin, you know, was like, which is here how I got this. It's like, that's embarrassing. You're gonna challenge someone to a fight when you broke your shoulder fighting someone. Not the flex that you think it is. But anyways, I'm a huge, if you're a long-time listener, huge Reddit lurcher. You know, I'm always on the Reddit pages. It was under like a Vanderpump Rules thread, like what story or storyline do you wish that was like talked about more, like a lore of Vanderpump Rules, and someone said that that guy Oisin from Southern Hospitality, Brock's friend, is the one that, you know, grabbed Charlie's ass, and everyone kind of made her look bad for being uncomfortable about it. It looks so much like him. Like, I'm almost positive it's him.
Like you, like they should have like a picture of it too. Oh, I missed
Yeah,
that.
someone like posted a link
Oh,
like further down of it.
to see, like, yeah, because he was shown in that episode for Vanderpump. Like, yeah, like at least enough to, oh, wow. Did he have an accent?
Yeah, and did. And he said he's European. Unless it's a lookalike, but Brock follows him on Instagram. And didn't, I think Brock used to play rugby too, so I think like.
Yes, which would make sense. Oh my God. Now I want to see like that. Ugh. And the thing with Oisin is I actually haven't not enjoyed him on my screen and what he's brought to the show so far, but I hate how he handled that situation with Emmy. Like that was the thing that, you know, Will like shut the fuck up. Like I hate when guys try to be all like yelling and shit, like defending their woman, whatever. I like that he tried to check him though. Like, yeah, like hey, but there's like a way to do it. And he was just like being trying to be like Mr. Tough
Well,
Guy about it. But I feel like
it
Oshin
was,
was so terrible.
yeah, when he's like, well, I have to, ch I'll just treat you differently. It's
Like,
like,
no, it's not what I'm asking for.
you're missing the entire complaint and what the point was. Don't, you shouldn't be touching anyone like that. Period.
Oh, but
It's
it's like louder than life. He's life of the parties.
we're in the whenever this was, I'm assuming this was filmed 2023, 2022. At this point, you should freaking know better, especially as a Gen Z or millennial. Like, come on.
Yeah,
Not saying it was
come on.
ever okay, but
But that's
Like,
like,
it's so much
you
out.
can't get away from it now. Like, everyone's talking about, like, come on.
People are so much more vocal about it not being okay than they ever were. So, yeah, you know
Yeah.
better.
You know better. Speaking of crossover, because that's funny, kind of a little bit of a crossover with that too. We got another Vanderpump crossover.
Me too.
And it's James Kennedy. What do you think about Maddie's DJing shit? Like this whole DJ shit, this life that she's, do we think that she's actually good? Can we tell from her vibe? Because I can't tell. I can't tell at all. And the crowd doesn't look pleased either.
Gonna be honest, most of my DJ experiences are from weddings or
The Molly
Molly's
stands
dance
for.
floor. So, and at that point, you're
I
hammered when
loved DJ Plan B. He
he
was my
was
favorite, Brad, DJ Plan B.
so good.
Or DJ Rock was there. DJ Narco. God, let me stop. These are all Oshkosh.
Yes.
If y'all know,
But
you know. But
those were all of like, yeah, my experiences. I personally would never go to a DJ show. If that's your thing, that's fine. That's just not mine. Like,
I'm all about that kind of music. I actually am. Maybe not as much as like James Kennedy, like a little bit more chill, but like some of that stuff. It's just, I mean, when I picture a DJ like that, I picture them at like a rave and like you're like jumping and you're like, you know, it's
yeah.
like, I don't know, there's just a lot going on.
It was weird, like when she met with James beforehand, like there were people like sitting there for like dinner, and like that was like I know what you mean. It's like a club. That's what I picture like DJs at and
And I
stuff.
guess like I've seen like Borgore in concert before, and that was it rave at in Milwaukee.
Oof.
And he's a DJ, and I was curious of how it was gonna be, but it was like a paint party too. So like a whole, you know, it's like a big, so this was like odd watch. I mean, I'm sure they were supposed to be jumping and interacting and liking it, but I didn't get that sense. And she just looked kind of awkward and like just kind of like awkwardly bouncing back and
Well,
forth. And I mean, do your thing, girl.
and I mean, the thing is, the crowd, besides the three people that were part of Southern Hospitality that were there for her, were all there for James Kennedy. Like,
Right.
that's what they're there for. That's why he goes on tour. Like, if he came to Milwaukee, I'm sure
He would go.
I would go, yeah. For the
Wait a
Vanderpump.
second. Why doesn't she? I guess this is where I thought it was really whack. I feel like she just needs, and I'm usually anti, like, oh, you don't need a DJ name, but I feel like she needs a DJ name. Because, like, hey, I'm Maddie. It's like, Maddie? No. What are you, like, 12?
It's too like suburban white girl to like for me to, you know what I mean? You gotta have a little something with an edge to it, you know? Who are you
Something.
seeing? DJ James Kennedy. Okay. Maddie. Yeah, you
It's
know.
just Maddie. Like,
No.
it's not DJ James. It's just Maddie. Not even DJ Maddie.
Yeah.
Mad
I
Maddie.
also, I just can't tell if I enjoy her. Yeah. Like, not even as a DJ, but.
I know, as a. Can I tell you my favorite part of this last episode, though? Someone tweeted this too, and it was literally the same thought I had while I was watching it when Emmy is doing her job, Maddie's job. And in one confessional, she's wearing a different dress. And the next confessional, she's in like she looks just like Maddie. Like I'm like, she's literally turning into her. It's like not only does she get the is she doing her job, but I didn't know she's gonna morph right into her. It was so I like Maddie. I like what she brings. I like that she's causing this chaos with like this job, with this stupid ass job they have, this at Republic, which let me not talk shit. They probably make more than I do, but
Sit for real, though.
for real. The cost of living is way higher there too.
That's it evens out.
But I like that they're taking this like so fucking serious that literally Maddie was just gone for a night and Emmy's like just the backup, you know? She's not, I don't, have you ever had someone fucking cover for you? I didn't know that when you just leave and you have someone cover for you that they can just literally take your job like this, but it seems like at Republic you can. I was just shocked by everyone like almost acting like she was a kid, Emmy, about it. Like, oh, and how she was also like really, oh, I don't want to fuck this up. And girl, what is.
I'm also confused why there's so many managers at this place. I like, they're all managers, basically.
How are they?
I don't know. It's like they all, it's confusing to me, but.
Well, because Joe Bradley is like the manager of the
The like
what sales manager of sales, and then Maddie is like the manager of all whatever the servers and stuff and the whatever, and what's his name is like a manager of the bartenders, like the bar, I
yeah, see,
assume.
this is why it's too
Leva,
many.
who's in
Like,
charge?
she's too loose with the word manager. I mean,
She's
but
too loose with the word fired, too.
yeah. But before we get off of Natty and Emmy, we have to talk about the dress gate. Do you
Please.
think that Maddie purposely? I think it's also hilarious that Maddie showed up then in the right color
That
dress.
was my second favorite.
And doesn't say a word. She just.
Doesn't say a fucking word. I was like, Annie's better than me. And Annie's so extra. Like, just like run, like just to have it right, you know, and just Maddie though, no, I don't think she did. I think she did that. Got told it wouldn't be that or realized it wouldn't, whatever, and then forgot to tell her or something.
I know, because didn't she, or maybe wasn't it, I can't remember. Matt, or did Maddie find an extra dress? Was that it?
She, there was an extra dress there. She took, yes, that she did. Yes, that is what it, yes. Which is
Which.
also like funny to me. Like she's, oh, yes, I have, because it was someone's extra or
Yeah.
someone wasn't
Like,
there.
as a manager, though, like, that's your job to make sure that the rest of the employees look
Before
cohesive.
you,
Like,
like you should
that's.
have given that dress to her and you go get your dress.
Tell your ex-boyfriend, just go in your house and grab a freaking dress. Like, any of these people could have contacted a other person to come grab a dress, but that's such a shit move because Maddie didn't want to look bad. So she's like, oop, I'm gonna grab that dress before anyone else.
Yep. It said a lot
But
about her, honestly, that whole dress
I
situation.
can see why none of them, like, they all like complain about her as a manager because that's bullshit. Because
Well, and I want to
she
know, like,
never.
what's Leva doing? Like, why is she able to get
Well,
away with all this?
exactly. Because Maddie, you should have been like, shit, you get the right dress. I'll tell Leva that I messed up on the dresses. I'll run home or whatever it may be.
But nope.
Smart on Maddie though to like have the receipts to be like, no, look at this is what she told me to bring. And then they're like, oh well, you were told that, so we can't reprimand you or fire you. Like, we're gonna fire someone because they have the wrong colored dress. Also ridiculous, but
Yeah, it's all ridiculous. But they do that shit in Sir on Sir and on Vanderpump too. It's all about
oh,
those goddamn dresses.
those ugly dresses, man. Oof.
Those itty bitty ugly ass dresses. Yeah, Maddie is fun for my television. I'm still living for how the first two episodes were with, how she handled her drama with her boy. But I'm also like, so what's going on with that?
Yeah,
You know,
it's
like, so
he brought
what?
a shovel out. I mean, you tossed his phone on the ground. We need a little bit more of a follow-up on this. Yeah, she's entertaining, but I can see how working with her probably would
Yeah, fuck
be
no.
awful.
She would not like me as a coworker, I tell you that. I'd be like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Especially with that dress shit. Like, no. You ain't about to make it look like I fucked up here. But I still think it's ridiculously hilarious and me turning into Maddie over the course of one shift. Like, even in to her confessional, she had her hair, her dress looked just like Maddie's confessional dresses. It's like she looked like she got tanner. I was just like, girl, no, what are you doing? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. What else though from Southern Charm? Oh my goodness, Southern Hospitality. Oh, we'll just Joe Bradley and his girl.
Yeah, I mean, real life, we know they're still not together because he's dating another crossover. Summer House's Danielle. Lots of
Love that.
crossover in the Bravo verse here.
Yes, this episode is full of crossovers. Yeah.
But he's, I don't know what it is about him. I don't know if he's just like kind of like just doofy, but he is kind of funny to watch.
Joe Bradley.
Yeah.
I see why he's single though. And it's
A
not like a
billion
nice
percent.
guy's finished last thing at all. It's actually like you look like you're trying way too hard. But if I remember correctly, season one, last season, actually, like it's been on 4 seasons. Didn't he say like he lost like a bunch of weight, like used to be like picked on and
He
stuff?
could
Or am I
have. I
remembering?
don't really remember, but
And
I
if
don't remember
so,
much
it's
about him.
like, yeah. The only thing I can remember is about the other Joe or Bradley. What is, yeah, Bradley, getting his dick sucked in the alley. That's all I don't know shit else about him either, but that's apparently what happened, which who knows if that actually happened. We don't know. But do we think that this actually happened with Joe's, I don't remember what her name is, new chick,
Sally.
Allie
Sally.
and Sally.
Yes.
Yes, it is Sally. Sally. It is totally Sally. Now it's, yeah, that's her. So they don't want Joe Bradley to get hurt. So everyone is, no one really likes Sally. No one's really trusting a Sally because apparently Sally made out with Gaston before their date and also helped her get ready for her date. I'm like, what's your roommate doing? Like, what kind of roommate is this? Didn't he know? And why didn't he tell
Which,
you?
oh wait, no, so it's not Joe Bradley's,
Oh,
it's the
it's
bartender.
Bradley's roommate.
No, not Bradley, it's my God, he's the bartender.
We're bad with their names. I'm gonna look their
We
names
are,
up,
there's
but
too
I know you're talking
many
about the one
names.
who talked to Sally.
Yes.
Southern Hospitality. Let's look at the cast. So it's his roommate.
Yes.
Yeah, I messed that up.
There,
Yes.
there's too many names and names that are the same, so it's
TJ.
TJ. Yes, it's TJ's
Oh, I'm
roommate.
so sorry, TJ.
Which I've seen him in the background of Southern Charm.
Yeah, which
Like
I
he
love that.
was the very last episode, he was at the bar.
Doing his
Probably
thing.
mixing drinks, yeah. But also, I'm already not liking this Gaston because you're gonna help this girl get ready for a date and send her off. Like, that's bizarre to me. I need more clarification
Me
on
too.
that.
And that's why I kind I don't call bullshit fully. I think it's a little bit somewhere in the middle. The
I
timing's
think
probably
it's
off. It's probably not right before the date. He probably didn't really get her, help her get ready. I don't know. But she, like, because she honestly didn't look super guilty, but then there are parts where I was like, oh, she did something though. Like, she definitely probably made out with him or hooked up with him in some way, but I don't know if it's like same day getting her ready for the date type shit. TJ looked like he was really trying to stir the pot, but I also was thinking maybe, I don't know, I was getting the sense like almost not staged, not planned, but almost felt like he was trying to start some shit. I don't know. So, but then I felt like, oh no, he actually came off as he really just wanted, doesn't want Joe to get hurt, which is really sweet.
I will say though, when the guys on the show don't like a girl, they really go after them. So,
Yeah.
think it must be a southern thing. I don't know. But,
Oh, it is. Yeah.
yeah, I don't think TJ really cares for Sally. So I don't know if he's, there could have been a crossover between her and Joe Bradley and his roommate. But did it go exactly as he said? Only time will tell. As right now, I don't know for sure, but if he did help her get ready for her date with Joe Bradley, that's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
That makes me feel really bad for
Definitely.
Joe Bradley.
Yeah, and he looked sick. He's a worker and he couldn't even work. He had to leave. So feel bad for that. We haven't talked about Grace Lilly.
Yes, our
We knew. Or interesting what?
interesting one on this show.
Yeah, she is. She is. I'd like her to get on Watch What Happens Live. Why don't they have any of them on Watch What Happens Live?
And I hope they get like a legit reunion
They
this
better.
year, not just a Watch What, the Watch What Happens lives are not as good.
No, they're not. They do that with Below Deck sometimes too. I'm
Unless
sure.
it's like a full hour episode one, then it's not worth it for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just did that with Winter House too. I was gonna say they just did that with some show, but. Yeah. Yeah, I love Grace Lilly and I knew that this shit wasn't gonna work out with her new man. And I hope that it ends well for her and it doesn't become like a shit show where he like is a stalker or something or she keeps going back. But I like a single Grace. So I'm here for that. But yeah, we didn't get really much of her because she's dealing with her
Quirky
breakup.
man.
Yeah. Ugh. Hate that. I did not catch any previews, anything for the next episode.
Yeah, I didn't either. Sometimes if I don't watch them live, like I don't pay attention as much to like if I'm a lot of the times if I don't watch it the night before, I'm watching it like the next morning when I'm getting ready for work and stuff. So a lot of times I will miss that stuff. So but
Yeah.
I'm liking the season.
Oh, I love it. I was watching, I started the last episode. I was just doing like a rewatch of it earlier today. And then I saw on Instagram, it said, like, your vagina, the name of your vagina is the last thing that you watched. And I was like, not Southern hospitality.
That's
But
funny.
it was Southern hospitality. Okay. So anything else from Southern hospitality?
No. Excited to see what else happens here. There's lots of like or drama that we still haven't closed up yet. So I'm excited to hopefully wrap some of this stuff up or get some answers, I should say.
Oh, we didn't talk about Bradley and Lucia. Do we ship this? Are we excited about this? Do we care?
I don't know if I care enough about him.
Yeah, I like her a lot though.
Same.
And even when he had his dinner or lunch with his mom, I don't know, it also felt like he was trying to look better than, I don't know. These Southern boys on these shows, they be trying to get one past you, but I know who they really are. And most of them are
Especially,
fuckboys, especially in Charleston.
when they talk too much about being a mama's boy, I'm like,
Oh,
okay.
red flag.
Yep. 'Cause I know you're not telling the whole truth here. Can guarantee you of that.
What got me with his when he was hanging out with his mom, whose mom seemed very sweet. And it was a cute moment. Let me not like, it was cute.
Not heartless, but
But what made me like question a little bit was when he gives her the flowers and the card for Mother's Day or whatever, something. And he says to read the card out loud. And I'm like, why? For all of us to hear what you wrote to your mama? Like, no. I just felt like a little,
yeah, that's a little
you know,
forced.
like, look at what I wrote. I'm so sweet. But I don't know, maybe he is sweet. He better, I don't know if they're together or not, Lucia and him, but she can get anybody she wants, so he better be careful.
Right.
Okay, so anything else before we go?
No, we are going to rehash some Southern charm.
Yes.
We are still, or we have two episodes left of, well, one to rehash, one still yet to air of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And
Whew.
I don't even know if three parts is enough at this
Nope.
point. But then, and in January, Vanderpump Rules comes back. And then mid-February, Summer House is back. We got a
And
lot.
it's
A
gonna
lot
be
of.
hard to watch. But I'm excited. It looked really good.
Yeah.
I'm lying. It does not look good. It looks really sad and it looks like it's gonna be really hard to watch. I,
And the
but Lindsay's
toxic
thriving.
fan base is going to get even worse,
I
I
know,
fear.
I know. I know it's already started.
I'm gonna have to not go on Reddit during.
Yeah, people really hate Lindsay, so that's
Oh.
it's only gonna, especially
They
when that trailer
hate
dropped
her.
and some shit that happened in that trailer. I know people are gonna be like on it.
They hate her more than Tom Sandoval, and she didn't cheat on her significant other, did she? No.
They still hate Raquel more than they hate Tom Sandoval. So
Yeah.
yeah, fuck that.
Yes.
Can't wait to talk about that. Vanderpump,
So
too, when that comes
pumped.
back.
But other than that, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.